Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'd like to introduce you to a very unique contribution of Ustaz Imam Hamiduddin Farahi, which he has made in correcting wrong translation of the Quranic verse فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which is of course the verse of Surah Rahman, and all of us generally are very well aware of this verse. Generally translated, this verse has been put forth as jinn and men, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? The word Allah, which is actually the plural of ilyun, has been translated by almost all our exegetes as favors of God. And in fact, all the lexicographers, all compilers of dictionary, ancient dictionaries, have actually translated the word ilyun or Allah as favors, and hence this is a very, very common translation. Ustaz Hamiduddin Farahi has had his own, of course, a very vast eye and a very keen and a discerning mind regarding ancient Arabic literature. And remember that ancient Arabic literature itself is a source of the lexicographers to compile a dictionary. It is from that ancient tradition that compilers of dictionaries actually take the meanings of words. It is here that he corrected actually these lexicographers and said that the word Allah is wrongly translated as favors. It is not correct. It has a much wider connotation and includes miracles, majesties, marvels, signs, power, feats. All these meanings are included in the word of the word Allah, and he has actually cited parallels from ancient Arabic literature and told us how the various poets of ancient Arabic literature would use this word in these different meanings. And because the feats and majesties and marvels of the Almighty generally manifest themselves in the form of favors for mankind or gifts from mankind or blessings for mankind, hence this has led to this general consensus that the word Allah is only means favors, which, as I've just pointed out, is the correction that he has made. And this is a huge contribution, dear viewers, because of the fact that, in my humble opinion, there is a place in the Quran itself, in fact, a couple of verses within Surah Rahman, which actually do not accept this meaning of favors the way we generally see our interpreters doing so. Thus, for example, the verse within Surah Rahman, which says that the wrongdoers shall be thrown into hell through their foreheads and through their feet, feet and legs. And then this verse occurs, فَبِأَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, and if it is translated as, which of the favors of your Lord would you deny, it would of course have a very inappropriate connection with the previous verse. How can throwing someone in hell entail that the jinns or the jinn and mankind be addressed and told that which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? And the very next verse, yu'raful mujrimuna bisimahum wa yu'khazu bin nawasi wal aqdam, and the very next verse after this is actually hazihi jahannam allati yukazzibu biha al mujrimun yatufuna bainaha wa bainaha min an, that this is the hell that they had been denying. Hazihi jahannam allati yukazzibu biha, the wrongdoers had been denying. يَتُوفُونَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ حَمِيمٍ آنٍ, and now they will circulate between it and its boiling water. And then the words are فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So a mention of people being burnt in hell, and then the translation that which of the favors of your Lord, which of the blessings of your Lord will you deny? Again, it's a very, very far-stretched, in fact, an inappropriate translation. So the Quran itself also does not accept the translation of blessings or favors at all places, which again is an indicator that something is wrong and perhaps there is some deficiency in the meaning of the Quranic word, which is generally cited by our lexicographers, the compilers of our dictionaries, and of course our exegetes. So as I said, this is a very unique and a very huge contribution, because generally it does not happen that people have the stature and the knowledge to correct dictionaries or correct them by telling us that they have not properly or comprehensively covered all the usages and all the meanings of a particular word in which the people of the language have used it. Viewers, Ustaz Hamiduddin Farahi was not able to write a translation of Surah Ar-Rahman. And so therefore, it was left to his very able disciple and student, Ustaz Amin Hasan Islahi, to write this, or to author a voluminous commentary on the Quran called the Tadabbur-e Quran. And when he actually translated Surah Ar-Rahman in that exegesis, he actually gave due deference to this research of his teacher, and he incorporated it in his translation. And in the corpus of the surah, wherever the words "Fabi ayyi ala rabbikuma tukazziban" occurred, he translated the word Allah in accordance with these various meanings, as would be more appropriate according to the previous verse. I'm just going to read out a couple of verses from his translation. Of course, his own work was in Urdu, so this Urdu work has been translated by myself into English. But just to give you this idea how the word Allah has been translated differently by him, by Ustaz Islahi, keeping in view the research of his own Ustaz Farahi, so that this variation in this word could be incorporated and also understood. So verse 14 of Surah Rahman, its translation reads, "He created man from potter's clay and the jinn from the flame of fire. So which of your Lord's powers would you deny?" So the word powers is used here. "He alone is the Lord of both borders of the east, and he alone is the Lord of both borders of the west. So which of your Lord's majesty would you deny?" The word majesties is used here. "He has let loose the two oceans. They meet one another. Yet between them is a barrier which they cannot cross. So which of your Lord's miracles would you deny?" So you can see the word Allah has been translated as miracles in this verse. "Pearls and corals come out of them. So which of your Lord's wonders would you deny?" The word wonders is used as a translation. "In his control are ships which are like mountains rising above the ocean. So which of your Lord's marvels would you deny?" So here the word marvels has been used. So it was this aspect of Ustaz Hamiduddin Farahi's research that I wanted to explain here. And whenever you read Surah Rahman the next time, please make a note of this, that the word Allah has erroneously been translated, or I can say that it has not been sufficiently translated by most translators of the Quran, because they have just confined it to the meaning of blessings or favors, whereas, as Ustaz Farahi has shown, it has a much wider connotation, and he has reinforced this from ancient Arabic literature, this his research, and of course the Quran also readily accepts it. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.